now, let's turn to this story from the UK, because he's buried queens, crowned kings and married princes. But yesterday, the leader of the world's 85 million Anglicans, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, announced he was resigning. This followed a damning report that concluded the Church of England had covered up a serial abuse case, and the Archbishop could and should have formally reported decades of abuse by a church-linked lawyer, John Smythe, to authorities in 2013. Pressure mounted in recent days, with a petition signed by 14,000 people, and leading clergy, including fellow bishops, urged him to quit. A week ago, Archbishop Welby had apologised for the abuse but insisted he wasn't stepping down. However, he couldn't withstand the growing pressure. One of the victims of abuser John Smythe, Mark Stibbe, a former vicar and author, told Channel 4 News last night he welcomed the resignation, but he felt other church leaders also needed to step aside.
I think one of the things that we learned early on as a survivor group was the importance of what Matthew Syed calls black box thinking. When planes crash, the boxes are retrieved and the industry learns everything that it needs to from that crash and rolls out the changes necessary. I think the Church of England needs to engage in widespread black box thinking as a result of this chaotic mishandling of the Smythe abuses, and part of that must involve, I think, some resignations more than just Justin Welby's. Otherwise, he's taking the rap for everything, and it could be argued that he's being scapegoated.
Let's talk now to Patsy McGarry of the Irish Times. Who was this abuser, John Smythe, Patsy, and what were the circumstances of what has emerged, these decades-long abuse?
Well, his track record would be very familiar to most of us in this country, Mary, in that he had a long history of abuse in the UK itself, but also in Africa. And this did come to the attention of church authorities way, way back. And it was either glossed over or passed over, or because he was quite an influential figure, it was ignored and people hoped it would go away. Until about 7 years ago, Cathy Newman of Channel 4 News broadcast a first report about this man's record. She confronted Smythe himself, who denied everything inevitably. And then questions began to ask much more seriously within the church. This independent commission, a body was set up to investigate Smythe, and the findings were pretty damning. Where the Church of England in general were concerned, and indeed where Justin Welby himself was concerned, who became aware, I spoke about this issue back in 2013, and it was clear, and the report itself didn't spare him on this, that he had an awareness and he didn't do or didn't act as it was expected that he should have done at the time or indeed afterwards.
Mm. Are there parallels, Patsy, with the sex abuse scandals in the Roman Catholic Church in this country and this whole question around safeguarding?
Mary, the parallels are uncanny, though hardly surprising. I mean, we probably led the way in many ways in this country when it came to the exposure of senior prelates covering up for abusers. And in fact, we had our own series of resignations as a result of this, going back to 2002, when Brendan Comiskey stood down after the BBC brought documentary broadcast about the abuse of Colm O'Gorman by Sean Fortune in Ferns Diocese, which led to the setting up of the Ferns Inquiry, and it reported in 2005 and about the cover-up there of extensive abuse by Fortune and other priests by the authorities in that diocese. We had the Murphy Report, which looked into the allegations of abuse in the Dublin Archdiocese, which led to the resignation of Bishop Jim Moriarty, who had been an auxiliary in Dublin, but was then Bishop of Kildare and Loughlin, of Bishop Donald Murray, who died last week, who was then Bishop of Limerick, but had been an auxiliary in Dublin. It led to the resignation of two other men, Bishop Ray Field and Bishop Eamon Walsh, who went very reluctantly and announced their resignations at Midnight Mass on Christmas Eve in 2009, and their resignations were rejected by Pope Benedict, and then the resignation, or a call for resignations of Cardinal Sean Brady related to a case in the 1970s with which he was involved. Yeah. He didn't resign, he wanted to resign, but Rome said, no, you must stay, because they were afraid of a domino effect.
And this brings us, I suppose, one resignation now in the Church of England, this black box thinking that Mark Stibbe was talking about, this whole question of full disclosure. Would you expect further resignations?
It would seem likely. I saw that Channel 4 report last night and the interview with Mark. He's calling for further resignations, and a similar pattern is emerging there too, with bishops who probably have serious questions to answer, saying that it would do no good, that the priority should be safeguarding in the church itself. They're in a better position to do this than other people, etc. Mm-hmm. But I do expect it will lead to other resignations.
Patsy McGarry of the Irish Times, thank you.